and gamble. Playing a more technically informed style may win you more money in a home game, but it might also mean that you're not invited back the next time the game is held. In a casino poker game, or in an online poker game, of course, you don't need to be concerned that you might not be invited back. Another key difference between home poker games and the games that the pros play is that bluffing actually succeeds in the pro-style games. Believe it, in a home game, it's extremely hard to pull off a bluff because you usually can't bet enough money on the last bet to get your opponents to fold. For 25 cents, someone who is convinced he is beaten is nonetheless willing to throw the two bits into the pot just to see what you have, and oops, there goes your attempted bluff. In fact, in most situations in these home games, where there is a bet on the end, in the last round of action in a given hand, someone is always egging someone else on to be the sheriff. Bill, you call that boy and be the sheriff this hand. We can't let him bluff us. In the pro game, bluffing is a sound strategy, because in the late stages of a hand, there aren't many people who haven't folded. If you've been playing very few hands, that is, patiently, and have seldom been caught bluffing during a day of play, then when you do bluff, it's hard for those remaining in the hand to call you down through the last bet. Long live the bluff! Bluffing well is an art form, and I will be addressing it at various points throughout this book.